Welcome back to Soccer Cards United. It's episode 170 of our podcast. My name is Jason. That's Enzo. Hi, Enzo.
It's episode 170 of the second best, joint second best podcast in the UK, Jason.
Please. Card podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, which is confusing because, of course, we're not in the UK. But we'll get into all that in just 1 minute.
Confusion because we're the best.
I'm Jason, that's Enzo.
Hello, Jason.
We haven't done a podcast in a couple of...
We're rusty.
...times, so we're rusty.
We did more card shows in the last 2 weeks than we did podcasts, I think.
Wow.
Well, that's probably not a true statement.
Wow, but it certainly feels true.
Feels true.
So I'm happy to take that and run with it. Hope everybody's enjoying their summer. July. Where's the summer gone?
It's mid-July. Well, it's not mid-July. It's the start of July, Jason.
We've spent most of the summer so far at card shows.
And we're going to be spending more time at card shows.
Yep. Three weeks to the National.
When you're a soccer card man, summer is actually your busy period because that's when all the products come out. After the season's finished.
Yeah.
Everyone's on holidays.
Yeah.
The printers are on.
Everyone else in the soccer community, this is their time to relax. But not if you're a soccer card person.
Oh, you don't get no rest.
No.
I mean, a lot of soccer card people get rest during the season because they don't watch football.
Yes, you can sleep right through the Champions League group stage and things like that.
There you go.
Well, lots to discuss on today's show. First and foremost is the Scotland Card Show.
Oh, yes.
We were just in Edinburgh at the weekend for the Scotland Card Show. We did a no spare time trip.
Oh, it was crazy.
So... 4 a.m. Saturday morning, up. We're on our way to the airport. Up to get to the airport. I'm aware of how much we spent talking about flying on the last episode, so I don't want to get really into that.
Despite all the material we have,
there's lots of stuff to talk about.
A lot happened on this trip, travel wise.
But I don't know. Well, we'll just skip to the show. So we get to the show.
Okay.
And
we fly in that morning and the show is that day, by the way.
That's so our flight is at half six?
Yeah, we arrive at 7:30. There was a 1 hour delay getting bags. That's not even important. We won't get into it. Ryanair or Aer Lingus heard us and struck back. And we flew on down in a taxi to the show a little bit late. And we had breakfast, which was the whole thing.
Yeah.
A little bit late. VIPs were entering the room as we entered the room, but we're VIPs, so I guess that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up. That's the... I've set the scene.
Now we're at the show. So what we've brought with us is a selection of boxes like we usually do.
Mm.
Some single cards.
Yes.
A lot of which are SPFL cards.
Inspired by our German experience of having all the German league cards, the Bundesliga, we had opened a couple cases of SPFL Chrome to lay out the teams of all the Scottish teams.
Just in little stacks.
Little stacks for people.
Little stacks. And so what I like about the little stacks, right, as compared to dollar boxes or something, or, you know, like if you have like a dollar box there and you're flicking through, you're less likely to see them all. And people who support teams that aren't necessarily always most popular are a little bit self-conscious, I find, sometimes to go, because they're like, if you're in Germany, they'd be like, there's no way there's Greuther Fürth cards in there, you know, because they've been burned too many times before.
Yeah.
But if you do your little stacks...
You're showing them,
and then a Livingston fan walks by it and says, I don't have to live in shame anymore.
Well,
any more than usual.
Anymore.
So we had our little stacks, then we had a whole suitcase full of SPFL Chrome.
Yes. I thought I packed too much, Jason. That's what I said to myself. I said, I don't think we're going to experience what we want to experience here.
You're a bit down.
I was a bit down. I felt like I was being judged a little bit by all the boxes I had brought, all the suitcases.
By me?
By you, yeah.
I don't think that's true at all.
Just a little bit. Well, I'm going to paint the scene. I'm going to paint you away.
Okay, so I should just know that...
Don't take it personal.
Okay, it's just for the purposes of
dramatization. Jason was fuming.
Yeah, okay, yeah. To be honest, I was going mad. Now that I understand the game, I can join.
You're going, Enzo, that's too much.
I thought you were crazy.
You said it's just a little show in Scotland.
Relax. I couldn't have been more wrong.
They loved it.
Yeah.
The biggest issue I had about the show...
Okay, we're going straight into the issues.
No, we're not. Is that... We didn't actually... We had a lot of boxes, but not a lot of boxes. Do you know?
It was a one table.
It was a one table. We didn't actually have that many.
Three tables in Hamburg.
From all the sets we had that people bought from us, So not that's not even all of our boxes. So from a portion of our boxes.
Mm.
And not just SPFL. This is not just FPL. I'm talking all boxes. 4 1-of-1s were hit. And I think 3 of 5s were hit. And they weren't just BS. They weren't all BS. Someone hit a 1-of-1 from Simplicidad Kaká.
Wow.
Someone hit a 1-of-1 Barry Maguire, which is an iconic card in that set because his SPFL base autograph problem. Is everywhere.
Yeah.
So to hit the 1-of-1 is quite an achievement.
Yeah.
And we had the 1-of-5 autograph, and I was really... I kept telling them, you have to do the rainbow now.
Yeah, Barry Maguire rainbow.
He wasn't having Oof. It. We did not make that sale for that 0-5.
Mm.
A 1-of-1 Callum McGregor, captain yep. of, captain of Celtic.
Mm-hmm.
1-of-1, so they loved that.
Yeah.
And we didn't find it until after the show. The 1-of-1 Henrik Larsson autograph.
Yeah, wow.
Which caused an absolute carnage. And then the 0-5, there was an 0-5 Kyogo autograph hit. And... what was the other 0-5? There was another good one. Oh, an 0-5 Gareth Bale from Chrome autograph.
Just Red Wave. Unbelievable.
Just, oh my, what the hell? So yeah. I was angry. I'm like, everyone keeps hitting all this fire.
We brought a big load of loaded boxes to Scotland. We didn't even know it. So that was good. So thank you to everybody who bought boxes and did deals with us for cards and everything. By the Sunday, we were a little bit thinned out, certainly when it came to SPFL Chrome, which was a wonderfully pleasant surprise. But before we get to the Sunday, we should talk about that evening, the Saturday evening after the show. So we went straight from the airport to the show, spent all day at the show. Then we went and checked into where we were staying, dropped our bags, went and got dinner. And then we had to head up the road to Easter Road.
Mm.
And this is all kind of taking place in the Leith area of Edinburgh, for anyone familiar with Edinburgh. So we up to Easter Road to the home of Hibernian FC, historic stadium, historic club, all that stuff, for a trade night / card awards. So it was the Scotland Card Show trade night, of which we were one of the sponsors. And then also the UK Card Collector Awards, which a lot of people have been calling the UK Card Awards, including me.
Oh.
But it's actually the UK Card Collector Awards.
Hmm.
So make of that what you will. Anyway, so we were nominated in the category of Podcast of the Year.
Okay.
2022-23. So it's kind of season... it's confusing as to what... anyway... Podcast of the Year. So we're there, we're in a room with a lot of people. A lot of people are nominated, a lot of people aren't there. So okay. A lot of throughout the course of the evening, there was a lot of people who, you know, unfortunately couldn't be here tonight, but they've sent such and such to collect the award in their stead, or they're sorry they couldn't be here tonight, but they, you know, have prepared this video message for us, or whatever it may be.
Hmm.
So I'm going to see if I can just pull up the winners of the awards, so that we can talk about it. Okay, here we go. So we have UK Vendor of the Year. Now this was confusing,
mm-hmm.
because I don't know exactly what was meant by this.
Okay,
but it says it's just so you can't see that Vendor of the Year, right? So the winner was Sports Trading Cards UK. So congratulations to Sports Trading Cards UK. The runner up was Retro Raffles UK.
Okay,
so that was that, right? Then we had UK Grading Company of the Year, UK Card Show of the Year, Community Hero, UK Streamer, UK Card Collector of the Year, YouTuber of the Year, and then we had, of course, UK Podcast of the Year. Now, you'll notice here, the runner-up in that category was Soccer Cards United.
Hmm.
Not a UK podcast.
No. Look at you. Bent all over and all sorts. Coming down to our level.
Yeah. They should have little steps like on F1, you know.
Big smiles in that photo, but there wasn't big smiles behind the photo. We were doing that for the cameras, people.
So we shared our runner-up with Tea and Tops, who I believe are a UK baseball card podcast. So that was great. And the winner of the UK Podcast of the Year was a Top Loaded Podcast, who I must say what you like about the Top Loaded Podcast, they are a UK podcast.
True.
So... congratulations to them. We finished runner up, and look, it's whatever. We're not, you know, we're not a UK podcast, so
it's whatever.
I'm going mad.
We're not UK podcast. You're right. We should have won Best international podcast.
But no such category existed.
Yeah, but like that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, it's kind of like at the Oscars, they have best picture, and then they have best foreign picture.
Yeah.
So, and then sometimes it's a crossover. Sometimes a category that would, or a film that would be eligible in best foreign film is so good and so successful that it crosses over into best picture. But I would have been happy just winning international podcast of the year. But then, oh, yeah. Do you know what? In saying that, there's no guarantee we would have won that.
No, what do you mean?
Because then you're up against, you know, you're up against sports card nonsense.
Come on. If they win, we win. We're on that. We're winners. We're the winner. We're the best. Look at all the stats. That's all I'll say. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to fight. I don't want to... Congratulations to all the winners. We're very humble in our defeat.
Gracious.
Very gracious. Devastated, Jason. I'm absolutely...
And, do you know, there's also... Let me just try and figure out how... The way that this was worked out, I couldn't quite...
You couldn't figure it out.
I'm just knocked off my monitor. I can't even see what's happening. I couldn't figure out how did you win the...
Yeah, was it like nominated? Would you have to get people to do it?
Look at this. It is soon time to vote for your favorite. That was on March 12th.
So then, we didn't promote it, you're saying?
I don't know.
I've never seen that, to be honest. I won't lie. I won't lie.
You won't lie. You never... So we didn't really engage with the process.
No, that's true.
So we completely... neglected the process and then turned up and just started fuming. Which I think is pretty classic us.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Oh, so there was voting opened on April 8th. And it closed at June 28th. We did not once ask for anyone to vote for it.
And yet we came second.
Joint second.
Let's talk about that.
I'm just going to check and see, was there anyone...
Did any podcast... How many nominees? Oh,
there was four nominees.
Wait, there you go. We're the best. We're the best around.
That's copyrighted music. We can't use that. Your version is so real.
It's so good.
It's so good that we're going to get in trouble. They're going to say, you played the original version. I'm going to say, no, we didn't. That was Enzo singing. No, it wasn't Enzo singing. That was the voice of an angel. Right, over in Topps Chrome World, there was a big hit. Are you okay over there?
Yeah, sorry, I was just...
Are you distracted?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
People hitting me with maths.
Don't be doing maths on the show.
I know.
Come on. Sorry. Think of the listeners, the viewers.
I was angry.
This was hit.
Unbelievable.
The super factor. Messi, Ronaldo, Haaland.
There's a lot more hits underneath it there, Jason.
And there's a few hits down here. This was hit in Italy.
Just a few.
A lot of hits there. That's a lot. Anyway, I'm sure it's all... So, I don't know why they have a design with Leo Messi covering the badge. Makes it look like an unlicensed card.
No, but that's the... When he scored in the Champions League final, start grabbing it.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, to pick a photo where he's covering the badge...
When you already have the license, you're saying?
When you already have the license, you got to get the most out of that badge.
That's true. Most out of the license.
Out of the license. That's what you're paying for.
That's true.
You could go into Getty Images, get that photo...
Why don't the unlicensed companies do that? That's one way to do it.
Mm.
By the way.
So the value, the estimated value of this one-of-one triple auto of Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Erling Haaland, people are saying $100,000. People are saying $50,000. People are saying $150,000. Generally, it's between 50 and 150, people are guessing. Enzo, if you were to sell that card tomorrow, what would you be looking for it?
That's a tough question.
What would you be happy with for that?
I don't know. That you've put me on the spot here.
Put you on the spot.
I'm trying to picture myself owning it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people telling me a lot of things.
Yeah. People telling you the centering's off.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I would straight away... That would be a card I would send to golden auctions. It is.
Golden auctions.
Someone was DMing me.
Saying, I'll write you a check.
Some crazy numbers. Yeah.
I'll write you one of those big checks.
Do you have a number?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to share it with
the... 100 grand.
$100,000
Yeah.
You're saying six figures, no less, net to me.
I'm saying, oh, I think I'd go a little bit less. I think if I, if someone offered $100,000 for that, you'd have to bite their hand off. I don't really see the significance of it.
That's a card you have to tell people to come and collect.
Come and collect it in wherever you are.
Come collect it.
Yeah. Just come collect it, and then, because I don't want to go to you.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not. To be honest, like, in fairness,
mm-hmm.
a lot of this stuff was obviously created earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Additional, for me, additional significance has been added to this card because they won the Champions League. See?
Okay.
Now you're looking at
three Champions League winners.
And I'm pretty sure, I don't know this to be true, but I think the images might all be from Champions League winning years.
Right.
Pretty sure that Ronaldo is. I don't know, though. I don't want to be called out, but I think so.
Okay.
I mean, the year when they had the badge on it, they won it like three in a row. So chances are,
mm-hmm.
chances are they won it that year. And obviously Haaland won it in that specific City kit. So yeah, it's cool. It's funky. People say it looks like a leaf card.
Yeah.
I like that leaf it's card. A licensed leaf card, quote unquote. You know what I mean? Like, it's actually...
Yeah, it's a fun design.
It's good. And, like, obviously, who do you add with Messi, Ronaldo? Who do you add? Like, you don't know, but...
Well, I think my argument would be add no one.
No, but they have that as well. So why not? They add a triple, why not? In fairness, like, if Haaland went on to have a crazy career where he's doing what he did this season, but
yeah.
for the next decade, then this card has, like, extra prominence. Do you know what I mean? True. There is still that kind of prospecting to this card where it's, like, in the future... like
if he reaches their level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it could just look like, you know, Messi, Ronaldo, Drogba.
Mm.
Do you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think... Or Messi, Ronaldo, Lewandowski. I don't know. But I'm into it. I like it. Better to have it than to not have it.
Definitely. A lot of people saying it's pointless to grade a one of one. Where are you on that?
It's not. I disagree.
Okay.
I think people that say that probably never owned a 1-of-1.
Ooh.
Mm. A 1-of-1 worth grading. How about that? A card like this, if I'm a buyer.
Yeah.
I would like to know that my $100,000 card is authenticated, at least. That, like, this isn't fake, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I think people forget that aspect of grading.
Yeah. It's not about getting a 10 and going, it's a 10, give me all the money.
Yeah.
It's about, this is actually authentically real. And also, if you are getting an actual grade, I know there's not a big slash across it somewhere on the surface.
Mm.
Like, it's not a 4.
Yeah.
Not that that necessarily matters. But yeah, to say grading a 1-of-1 doesn't matter is just a bit stupid, in my opinion.
A little bit...
bit naive.
A little bit bitter, maybe.
Bit bitter. Like, I would send... Like, to be honest, and this might be very controversial, I'd probably send that to SGC. And I'll tell you why, before you lose your hat. Only because they
I'm going to go mad now.
Only because they don't upcharge. That's the one thing that would annoy me. Like, if I have this card... No, but think about this. Jason, you have this card, right?
Yeah.
And someone's like, I'll give you $100,000 for it.
Yes.
Then you send it to PSA to get...
authenticated.
And I think you have to spend more than $2,000 to do that. That would annoy me. Now, PSA on a card like this, you might be able to go to PSA and say, hey, I'll grade it with you, but you keep that upcharge to yourself. I'm pretty sure they would do that, to be fair.
Because it's such a coup to get that
one. It would mean a lot to just have it in a PSA slab. It's a promotion for PSA. So I would definitely, obviously, approach PSA and get that done for free, which I'm pretty sure they would do. But if you're trying to upcharge me for that, I'd go mental.
Yeah.
I'd go mad.
Yeah.
Put it in SGC, tell someone else, you can do the swap over, you can pay the upcharge. I'm not getting involved. But I'm pretty sure... card like that, and people will tell us, card like that, PSA will just, they'll probably DM you going, hey,
give me that card.
Now the owners of that card actually are three people. Would annoy me so much.
The Barca, the Real, and the City spot.
Yeah
Now
they might have had the option of, do you want to randomize it or do you want to go three ways, at which point they logically all went three ways.
Mm.
But I don't know, because how do you, if three of you own it, you just have to sell it.
Yes.
Mental.
But then maybe you're just happy to sell it.
No, I know that. But like, $100,000, you're getting $30,000 out. The break spot wasn't $30,000. Like, you can't turn your nose up at that.
They should be. I mean, I know break prices are expensive, but they should be still up.
They should be just about up.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Fair play to them.
Congratulations.
Absolutely huge congratulations to all involved. Now, due to the way the international dateline works.
Okay.
Panini Chronicles is already being ripped in Australia.
Oh my god.
Cherry Collectibles did a case break, and a couple of nice cards coming out of it. One is this Kavicha Kvaratskhelia Dynagon.
Dynagon.
Panini Dynagon. the hell is Dinagon?
I've never seen this.
You ever saw that one?
No, I've never seen Dinagon.
Dinagon.
The thing in the back, is that like the Chronicle sign or is it just a different, is it just a sign?
The thing in the back?
Yeah, the blue circle.
Oh, the blue circle? I don't know. I presume that's something to do with Dinagon.
That's a Dinagon, you mean?
I'm going to have a look and see what a Dinagon is.
I'm going to have a look at... Like, is that a big... That might be a case hit, like.
Well, it looks like it could be gold of 10, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I can't... I'm trying to see the of 10. They have a great little... the thing I hate about the Chronicles, I still hate it, is the white packs. The see, not white pack, the transparent packs.
Mm. Panini Chronicles Dinagon.
Looks well. Show me the back. Is it numbered? Surely if it's numbered, you're telling people it's numbered, you know? Oh, it says a gold Kvitcher rookie card, so it must be.
Yeah. Gold Dinagon.
But I don't see the number, but it must be of 10. It must.
Hmm.
He has rookie tickets.
Yep. There's also the this nice Origins David Beckham. That's an of 10 as well.
Oh, yeah. It's nice as well.
Very nice.
There was big drama with Panini recycling David Beckham's images
In all their products.
Yeah, that specific image comes up a few times as well. They obviously have the official David Beckham license at this moment in time, but yeah. It seems like there must be people are thinking that for every new image they use, it must cost them a small bomb.
Right.
And they're being a bit cheeky with it, but I don't know. I don't know, Jason.
Well, yeah, well, I suppose why would they be using the same image over and over again?
Why would you sign an exclusive deal and not be able to use multiple images?
Yeah.
Bit ridiculous.
Well, how does that work? I mean, does David Beckham, he doesn't own all of his...
Jason, I don't know.
...pictures of himself.
That's true. But still not good. Must be just very, very expensive, but using the same image 3 or 4 times in 4 sets or whatever is horrible. Yeah. That's terrible. Bad form.
There's Messi on-card autographs in Chronicle.
Crazy. That's crazy. I love that. That reminds me of Mosaic that just randomly had the Playmakers.
The design looks exactly almost exactly like Playmakers, yeah.
Upper echelon.
Saw this. Soccer Cards HQ saw it on Joe Sports Cards, who stole it from SZ Breaks FB Group.
Look at that.
Look at that. The kind of line of credit. And then look at that. There's a Ronaldo Nazario 1 of 1 contenders autograph.
I both like it, but also don't think that that's like a fake rookie. I mean, it's a ticket, isn't it? Is that a contender's ticket? Contenders. It's not a rookie ticket, is it?
No, it's not a rookie.
My apologies.
No.
My apologies.
Here's another one. Look at that. One of one. Leo Messi. Fabric of the game.
Someone said the print run on this must be much shorter than in the past because every case they see has a 1 of 1 in it.
Yeah.
Now, Panini famously front load their products, I believe. That's my conspiracy, by the way. But people are saying that the random of 499 patch cards are not in this one. So the print run is way down, apparently. I'd love to see Card Geek or Soccer Cards HQ break that down for us.
Yeah. Liam says, anecdotally, the highest number he's seen is of 199.
That's like, for Chronicles, that's very good.
Yeah.
I was getting mad stuff.
Hmm.
I was getting like Hellas Verona patches to 499 last year.
Yeah. That's too high.
Dude, like nobody even needs a Hellas Verona patch. A few people do. But not everyone.
Hellas Verona collectors.
But like an O5 Hellas Verona patch wouldn't be selling for much. So what's an O499 doing? Do you know? Yeah, ridiculous.
Why number at that point?
What are you doing? Yeah, why number it?
Why are you telling me for it?
Unnumbered parallel.
Just make it.
Don't tell me there's...
Keep me out of it.
Yeah.
Please.
There's no scarcity if it's of 499. So don't do nothing.
Just to go back very quickly to the Scotland Card Show.
Yes.
I wanted to say that we got... this coming to YouTube this week.
Showtime. We missed out in Hamburg, but we were smarter about our wits in Scotland and we picked one up. Picked a couple up.
And we also bought a couple of autos out of boxes.
Yeah, people were ripping them and they were looking to do some deals and we were like, let's be having some of that.
Also, Chrome Hobby is on the website now, soccer.com.
Have Topps Chrome Hobby on the website, people. And we had a restock actually of 2022 F1 Sapphire on the website if anyone's interested in that. That is our award the joint second best UK podcast, card podcast. Apologies.
Very good. So that's our award.
We also had 2 roller banners that boat broke. Brand new. Devastating.
Yeah.
Devastating.
Terrible stuff. Oh, but I also wanted to say, I don't know if the tone of our Scotland Card Show recap
was very Scottish.
Was a little bit dour, a little bit grey, but we had a great time.
Yeah, we went to a Nigerian restaurant that was unbelievable.
Yeah, fantastic.
Unbelievable.
And we met a lot of nice, very nice people. I would say it was one of the
friendliest shows
we've been to.
What are the shows are spiky?
Yeah.
It was a brilliant show. It was really fun. Well worth our time going. Fun, bit of crack. Met some high-end collectors, met some SPFL collectors in the lower ends, just enjoying it, supporting their teams. Pokemon people, I picked up a Squirtle card. I'm going to do a little pickup video on our YouTube soon. A little YouTube short. But no, it was a brilliant show. Back to back, I think we just got really tired. I think back to back card shows in two different countries was not necessarily our smartest decision.
Yeah.
But right now we have a couple weeks kind of rest. We're obviously still doing the podcast, but we're resting a little bit. We're getting a lot of shipments in out. We're excited to soon have some Inception coming to us. We're excited for Chronicles. We're excited for whatever else comes out in the meantime, because there's a lot happening. And we're prepping for the National. By the way, we've had a lot, Jason. We've been inundated with messages about the National.
Have we?
Yes. My God. People have offered to chauffeur us around Chicago.
That won't be necessary. That won't be necessary.
We're staying local, are we?
We're staying local.
Maybe there's a card shop out there. We might want a little...
I think after a week at the National, we're not going to be thinking, get me to a card shop.
Get me to a card shop. Stop.
Yeah. I've been away from cards for 12 hours. I need to get to a hobby shop, open some boxes.
Well, listen. I'd say we had two really good weekends in a row, despite the work involved.
Oh yeah, it's been brilliant.
It's been good
going around meeting people as well, because Hamburg and Edinburgh are not places we've been to before for card shows.
New, I don't know how many countries we've done now, Jason.
Five or six.
France.
Yeah.
Germany.
Yeah.
England.
Yeah.
Wait. Scotland.
Yeah.
Denmark.
Yeah.
United States.
Yeah.
Am I missing one? Ireland.
Well, do we count Ireland?
Yeah, we did kick on.
Okay, seven.
Seven. That's an international podcast, people.
Mm.
Where to next, they say. And we've been to England a few times. Been to Paris twice.
Twice. A card show in Antarctica. We'll be there.
Yeah, you set up a card show. We'll be there. And we also did twice in Germany. Two different cities, by the way.
Two different cities of Germany, yeah, all over.
We're globetrotters. But the only problem with being globetrotters, I'll let the people know.
Yeah.
We also now officially get inundated with messages.
Yes.
Because there's so many card shows popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
A lot of people asking us to come to card shows. Can you come to mine?
And I'll tell you, the response I've been giving people, and people have been very, very understanding about this response.
Tell me.
I've just had to say, listen, we, because of the amount of card shows there now are, we booked up pretty early.
Yeah.
Like, so at the start of the year, we sat down, and like, I think by March, our whole card show year was more or less planned out. So if you come later and say, can you come to our card show, it's not that we don't want to go, it's that we literally have a finite number of card shows we can go to per year.
We need to spend some weekends with our family.
Yeah, there are lives to be lived here.
Just about. That's not to say we're not going to be popping up at more shows unexpectedly. We have a few things we need to sit down ourselves, Jason. We have a few more card shows to pencil.
Yes. But I think we're definitely planned up to the end of October. So if you have a card show in November or December, try us.
December is a very familial month.
Yeah.
Don't know about you.
Yeah.
I'm Italian. That's when the lasagna is good.
Right. I don't know if you want to talk about Michael Rubin's white party, do you?
That's all I want to talk about.
Okay.
Jason, how many years until you're at the white party?
Never.
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 What if they said, Jason, we need a comedian at the white party?
Yeah.
What would you do? Would you not have there's a lot of what would you call it? A lot of content to be picked out of. A lot of what's the word?
The material.
A lot of material. He's good. Look at this guy. A
technical term.
Technical term. There'd be a lot of material there. You'd have endless.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart was there. He might have been doing a bit of it.
This whole thing
was nuts.
Made me so deeply uncomfortable.
Because you weren't there.
No.
Not quite. Do you think you would have been the tallest person there?
There's
NBA players.
There's NBA players there.
Not quite. The only group of people.
The only group of people consistently taller than me. The only demographic. There's James Harden. He's probably taller than me.
Tom Brady's
there. A lot of people here. James Corden. My word.
James Corden was there.
So what is this? What was this?
Big party.
Michael Rubin, who's the, for anyone who doesn't know, you're going to get to know him pretty
J-Lo
well.
You got J-Lo there. I would go to the white party, although I don't have any white clothes. I would need to buy them. But I guess a lot of people bought them fresh for that party.
I think the majority is, if you're going to the white party,
you can't reuse.
Your wardrobe budget is...
Is big. Big enough to white party it up.
Yeah. The billionaire CEO of sports merchandise company Fanatics, which owns Tops and therefore is relevant to this.
It was the 4th of July. By the way, happy 4th of July to all the American listeners.
Yeah.
There you go.
With a massive white party earlier in the week that many A-listers attended. The bash Michael Rubin threw... This is from foxbusiness.com, where I get all my news. The bash Michael Rubin threw Monday took place in New York's Hamptons. His famous guests came from movies, sports, music, and other industries.
I like his tweet that he said, a literal movie. Is this that because it was a movie? Is that like an internet term or is that a hobby term?
That's an internet term.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, last night was a movie.
Michael Rubin saying it was a real movie.
It was because he actually made a movie of it.
Yeah.
There we go. There's Jack Harlow,
Kim Kardashian,
all the a big party. Everyone dressed in white. Good fun.
Kylian Mbappe. By the way, how did we not get into that? Kylian Mbappe.
Yeah.
The bajillion dollar player.
Yeah.
The main man. I don't see Haaland at the white party.
No.
There you go. Hashtag invest.
Focus. That's why Haaland's won a treble, isn't it?
That's why he's not in a farmer's league that has fallen out of the top 5 league.
Yeah.
How about that?
The beginning of the night versus the end. Michael Rubin has a tweet here. And in the beginning of the night, he's not wearing a cowboy hat. At the end of the night, he is. Sounds wild, Mike.
Wild night.
Sounds real wild, Mike.
Jason, I would love to get you to that white party.
I don't think I'd do well there.
I would pay money. I would say, please, Michael, just give him the invite. Yeah. I'll get him there. That's what I'd say. I'll get him there.
I don't think I'd do well that crowd.
I would love to like have like a hidden video camera on you. This I would pay money for this. Big money. To just watch you just maneuver that party. Talk to people. The small talk. So you, what do you do?
Yeah.
It's Tom Brady.
That's Tom Brady talking to me.
No, that's you talking to Tom Brady.
Oh, I'm asking Tom Brady, what's your whole deal?
What's your whole deal? He tells you, I'm Tom Brady. And you go, oh!
Right, yeah.
The rookie ticket 2001, yeah.
Say, so I know a fella called Thomas Brady. He's a butcher in Crumlin. You related to him?
Brady's ham.
Brady's ham, yeah. Oh, of the ham. I go, oh, you're a ham person.
You're a ham guy.
You're a ham guy. One of the ham guys.
I think you'd do great at that party, Jason. I think you'd fit in.
Well, we could do we could be the official podcasters of the white party.
That sounds like a political party, by the way.
Of white and 4th of July.
Now, to be honest... I am actually very ignorant. I don't know if that was like somewhat of a charity party to a degree.
Yeah.
Did money go to charity? There's plenty of money there that could have went to charity. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, imagine it's been a 4th of July birthday bash.
I know they say you shouldn't wear white before Labor Day.
Oh, here we go. Look at this. White parties take place all over the United States and attendees wear white. The parties began in an effort to raise money for HIV AIDS research, and Compass continues that tradition. I don't know who Compass are, sorry, whoever I read that was.
Right.
So something, I don't know if it's just AIDS now, probably like became Dublin Ireland white party events, Jason. Friday at the Button Factory. The 22nd of July, there's a white party.
You gotta be careful showing up to white party events.
Why? In case you're eating pizza.
No, like, if you just show up to the event, they just advertise as a white party.
No. Don't worry about
people
that.
People start chanting.
No, it's not one of them.
It's not one of them.
Are you, Jason?
Yeah.
DJ Luca Bellotto is taking us, right? This is not the Button Factory. This is in Italy. We could go to Italy. There's a lot of wine. I think it's white wine. I think that's what they're doing in Italy. I don't think they care about other thing. Yeah.
There's no mention of charity in this, by the way.
Okay. Maybe they're humble.
They do seem humble. They seem like a humble, down-to-earth group of people.
All right, there's one all-white party with PCEE and Justin, who I think are hip-hop people. Or just DJs. Experience the class... style and lifestyle. Clubbing sensation like never before in your most sophisticated all-white attire with Ireland's top Amapiano DJs. Sold out event guaranteed, they say. That's like invest, fire.
Yeah.
There you go, Jason. We could go to that.
I guess we could.
That's like your training wheels. You go to this white party.
Yeah.
You see what the vibe is.
Yeah.
Then you send a video to Michael Rubin. You say, and we're ready next year.
Was a movie.
Mm. There you go. I don't know. To be honest, it was mad. I don't think I've ever seen a party or anything on social media of all of that class of A-listers just together having a good time.
Well, you think of Oscar parties.
Yeah, but that's different, isn't it? That's not just some fella hosting a 4th of July party.
Yeah.
It's not just some fella, you'd say.
Michael Rubin does seem to like to surround himself with famous people and kind of borrow people. Some of their glamour.
Borrow some of their clout.
Yeah.
Place himself. You're saying, I'm not just a millionaire, I'm in with the cool people. I'm not just a billionaire, sorry.
Yeah, I'm also cool.
But maybe that's it. He's cool.
But I think if you weren't cool before you were a billionaire, you're not cool after you're a billionaire.
And you're saying you don't think he was cool. That's harsh. He's cooler than you. Look at that white party.
Well, if he was cool, the point is,
Mbappe wouldn't be at his party if he wasn't cool.
Well, is Mbappe cool? No.
Wow.
If he was cool, he wouldn't still be at PSG.
That's true. It's not very cool of him.
It's not very cool of him at all.
Hmm.
The cool thing to do would be to leave PSG.
That'd be very cool.
That'd be very cool indeed.
Yeah, but do you know what we should have done?
What's that?
Oh, we made a big mistake and we could probably rectify it. What if we quote tweet Mbappe at the white party and say, Mbappe to Real Madrid confirmed?
I think the moment's passed. I'm kind of a collection of Los Blancos at that party.
Oh my god.
Why was Florentino Perez there?
Where's his white party? He'd say
every week at the Bernabeu.
Oh, you're so sure. I was actually going to say Champions League final day. Would have been good. I know this year would have been, my joke. Maybe yours was better, but I don't know, Jason. How do you feel about the CEO of this fine industry? The CEO of the hobby, almost, you could say.
Yeah.
Having this big elitist party.
Well, I think
what does it do to the local card store, Jason?
Yeah. I think it's very difficult for small business owners in this industry to hear from now on you're going to have to do this and you're going to have to do this and you're going to have to do that and you're going to have to do this and you're going to have to do this and you can't do that and you have to give me this money and you're not getting that profit anymore and you have, on one hand, and then on the other hand, see this guy with apparently unlimited resources. It's a little bit...
You're jealous of his wealth?
No.
Not quite?
No, I think it's just... It strikes me as someone who... It's not even so much whether he thinks it looks good or not, because I don't want to say, does he not know that looks a bit bad? I think he just doesn't care how it looks.
No, why would he? He's a billionaire. Get your money up, Chase.
Yeah.
Don't be a brokey.
I think...
That's the world we're in now.
It's
like, here's all these rules for you.
Yeah.
I'll send you the rest of the rules. I'm busy plotting my white part.
Yeah.
Sorry. Jay-Z is going to be there.
With Jay-Z and Beyonce right now.
But don't we'll try let you to break know if online. The, if
those local car stores can continue trading on Monday.
Oh, that's tough.
You know.
Fanatics Live, the pre-order. They pre-ordered the app, Jason. It's not available in Ireland. Big shame.
Mm-mm.
Big shame for Big us. Shame. For us. But like, is that, I don't know, is it better or worse having kind of like a owner of these big manufacturing companies be like a CEO that's very much out there?
Yeah.
Rubbing shoulders with some of the biggest athletes in the world, to a degree, right? I would say, I'm sure Mbappe and Tom Brady, etc., have interacted with the CEOs of other card companies or.
Definitely, yeah.
And you could argue that their rapport with Michael Rubin's probably a lot better, and thus rapport with Fanatics probably a lot better when you get to have a party like that.
Yeah.
For example. And the same with like Jay-Z and stuff, because they're obviously the Zero Cool thing. They very much seem to kind of say they want to do hip-hop cards and different things like that. Is that potentially like a good thing? Is it better? Like, is that better than just like some CEO?
Well, there's an argument to say that
sitting
like
in a suit.
If they were, if
you know, suits. Like, who's the CEO of Panini America? I don't even know.
Yeah, and I mean,
is that better or worse? That's all I'm trying to say. I think that the white party looked a bit silly and ridiculous.
Yeah,
But that was funny. There was some people, like, there was, we don't know everyone that was at the party, but there was like some, I think, basketball players that are not like top tier.
Right.
And a lot of people were like bullying them, be like, why are they,
how did they get the invite?
Yeah, why are they, what's this? Yeah.
Well, they're fanatics, signees.
Well, someone had a, there was a podcast, I can't remember which one, because I don't listen to podcasts that are not soccer based in terms of cards, card podcast.
Yeah.
There was one talking about the white party, like what we're doing now in a different way.
Right.
Believe it or not, the tone was very much like, that was so cool.
Ah.
And Michael Rubin responded.
Right.
And said something like, it was a party or something. It was a movie. But wait, what I'm saying is, Mr. Michael Rubin's probably looking at this right now, and Soccer United, days are limited.
Take me off the board. No, I've always said I welcome fanatics. I've always said that. I said, I for one welcome our new fanatics overlords.
That's true. I think we'll get invited to the white party within, before the 2026 World Cup. If we play our cards right.
Were there any podcasters there?
No, that's what I'm saying. And Michael Rubin is on record, with all due respect to the white party, with all due respect to 4th of July, with all due respect to fanatics, with all due respect to Michael Rubin, Jason, and all the people in that room.
Yeah.
He's on record saying that soccer could be the biggest part of the hobby in the future because it's such a global sport. And having Kylian Mbappe at your white party tells me he's taking soccer seriously. How about that? How about that for a hot take?
Brilliant hot take. That's the clip.
We are going to go to the white party within the next 3 years. And we're going to have a good time. Without drinking them all.
I think...
Sophisticatedly.
I think...
And we can go shopping together for our white attire. Sophisticated. We could be matching, but in a different way. You would have one too many buttons down. But I mean, there was not many buttons. You can do whatever you want.
I can do whatever I want. It's a white party.
It's a white party, Jason.
It's a white party.
There we go.
Listen.
Talk to me.
Catch me in Edinburgh at the Scotland Card Show.
That's your kind of
event? That's my kind of event.
I'll be at the white party.
You'll be at the white party.
I'll be like, Mbappe just signed this.
It was a move.
He'll be like, bro.
Bro, come on.
Come on now.
Talk to my mom if you want me to sign
it. I don't think you're allowed to just go to a party that Jay-Z and Beyonce are at.
We gotta be vetted. You gotta be cleared.
That's what I'm saying. There wasn't a huge amount of security shown there, and that's because they're almost like, we all trust. The security has let everyone in here, but everyone that's in here is fine.
Once you're in the compound, you're in. Listen,
not on a podcast.
Okay. We're going to head off.
That's us. We're ending on the white party.
Yeah.
Well,
How else do you end it?
Happy 4th of July. I hope everyone had half as much fun as Mr. Rubin and co.
Yeah.
Because it's mad to think, like, the rest of them didn't have anywhere to be on 4th of July. Such was the kind of status.
Well, look, the elephant in the room is they were all paid to be there. Maybe they can get a cash amount that day. But they're all there for commercial reasons. It's not a real... That's the elephant in the room. It's not real.
That wasn't just a party.
No.
You're saying everyone there had some form of vested interest in...
Completely.
Not everyone.
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 Everyone either has an interest or is trying to gain an interest.
You have a very cynical view of the world. That to me just looks like a fun party. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you host a party, is that what happens?
If I host a party...
If I came into one of your parties one of these days, was that because you have a vested interest in me? My well-being? I suppose you do.
I suppose I do. I suppose I do.
What if we hosted our own white party?
Yes.
I feel like a lot of my friends would be like, I don't really have that in white, but I'll still come. I was like, you can't.
You can't.
But like, if Jay-Z had a rocked up not wearing white, they're not going to turn him away. That's fascinating.
They might.
They might.
He wouldn't dare.
You wouldn't step out of line. I wouldn't
dare disobey Michael Rubin. And if Jay-Z does what Michael Rubin says,
I love
that maybe these mom and pop card shops.
Now, but think about this. Here's another one. Hot take. Everyone's talking about this.
Yeah.
This big party. And then who hosted the party? They say, who did it? And they say the CEO founder of Fanatics. And they
what's Fanatics?
That? Well, they recently bought Topps. What's Topps? You know, the hobby. And they say, what hobby?
Yeah.
And now we're on the global scale. 10x, Jason. 10x the hobby.
That's right.
You're not going to 10x the hobby.
He's doing my work for me and I'm sitting here complaining.
Yeah. That's marketing.
Look, if I care so much about it, I host my own party. Is what he's saying.
Host your own white party.
Host your own white party.
Or party. Then you need to be a white party. Just host a party. We should have done a big 4th of July bash and we didn't. And that's the reality. No, we're not Americans. But
we're not Americans. Hot dog.
Damn.
All right. If you get a chance, watch the under 21 Euros final between Spain and England. It's good players. All right.